Hi, I'm Cara Schaefer. I'm the new CEO of the Skeena Bulkley Valley Green Party, EDA. EDA stands for Electoral District Association.
Great. Cara, thanks so much for being with us today. Firstly, tell me a little bit about your involvement with the EDA, the Green Party candidate here in Skeena-Buckley Valley. There's always usually one. Last time it was Mike Sawyer, but they have never really had an EDA before or a riding association. So tell me a little bit about why this was struck now. Why are you guys getting organized now?
We're getting organized now so we can be ready for the next election, whenever that is. And this gives us a great chance to capture some funds that people donate on a consistent basis to the riding. But right now, they're not able to be captured locally. They just go to Ottawa, they go to the Green Party. But this gives us a chance to fundraise and to vet candidates and to be ready for the next election.
And what are some of the things that you guys have been doing to kind of get that rolling? Do you have a candidate? I know there's been a lot of talk of possibly a federal election being called sometime this year. So are you getting prepared because you think there's a federal election coming? And do you have a candidate already selected?
We don't have a candidate selected. We are actively seeking a candidate. And so, anyone who hears this, who thinks they might be interested, who aligns with Green Party values, please reach out. You can contact me directly at gpc.skeena@gmail.com. This is one of the main focuses. Even if there isn't an election this year, we still want to get a candidate in place as soon as possible. As you know, we have a huge riding, and so it's important that the candidate is known throughout the communities. And so we're just trying to get started, get the ball rolling for and help a candidate.
Obviously, last time around, we saw the NDP take the seat and hold on to the seat, but we also saw the Liberals kind of put in a candidate as well, and the Conservatives make some moves. But the Green Party actually did quite well with Mike Sawyer as their candidate, picking up a few thousand votes and a lot of discussion of former NDP voters moving to the Green Party because of some of the missteps along the environmental issues that the NDP has made. So, what is the goal here? Are you looking to create a bit of a vision for Green Party, a different alternative than the NDP? I'm trying to kind of get that environmental vote, which a lot of people in the riding seem to identify with.
Yeah, so the Green Party has a clear vision, which anyone can look up on greenparty.ca. And there are many aligning issues between the NDP and the Green Party. Both parties care a lot about things like health care, affordability, Indigenous reconciliation. One of the big differences does come down with environmental policies. The Green Party is strongly, completely against fracking and this kind of expansion, and is very committed to working towards a just transition where no workers get left behind, but we ensure a livable future for the next generations. So this is one of the most striking differences between the parties, and it's important that we have a strong voice for the Greens here in the riding, in Skeena-Bulkley Valley. I think that environment is top of mind for many voters.
I guess another question is why did you feel like taking on this role, being the CEO of the Riding Association? It's a bit of work, trying to finagle and organize people, but also keep track of, as you mentioned, the donations and whatnot. So what kind of drove you to jump into the ring here?
I care deeply about a livable future for the future generations. I got involved in 2019 as the official agent for Mike Sawyer on his campaign, and we saw some of the shortcomings of not having any organized body, not having any help, having to learn everything from scratch. We want to help the next candidates moving forward. And this is just the first step. It doesn't bother me at all to put in any extra time for this kind of work. This strikes deeply in my values and just helping to get the ball rolling to help other people with this movement as well.
I guess the last thing for you, going forward now, as you mentioned, now that you have a bit of an organization behind the party's presence here in Skeena-Buckley Valley, what are the next steps? What are you trying to do to kind of raise the profile as it is and also get some donations? What can we see or expect to see in the next weeks and months with the Skeena-Buckley Valley Green Party Association?
As I mentioned before, we are looking for a candidate, so this is our top of mind focus to get somebody in place who can represent the Green Party in Skeena-Buckley Valley. We're also looking for a youth chair, someone to join the EDA who's between age 14 to 29, who could help us with youth engagement and leading this kind of engagement. And yeah, we're just getting all of our finances and these kinds of things organized so we can start accepting donations. But essentially, we're really just looking for a candidate. We're looking for that youth chair so we can continue to get the word out and raise money and be ready for the next election, as I mentioned.
Okay. Kara Schaefer, CEO of the Green Party EDA for Skeena-Buckley Valley, thanks so much for being with us today. And we'll keep our eyes on the federal politics, looking out for that possible federal election in the wings.
Thank you so much, Dan. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.